The ETJ is something different. The ETJ is an unincorporated ring around the outside of the city limits that projects out from the city limits in accordance with the number of inhabitants that the city has, and it can grow as the city grows up until the point it bumps into another city's city limits or another city's ETJ. We do not have the authority to encroach into other cities' jurisdiction. If you look at the statute, and all the slides have the statute on them, you can see that the legislature stated this was to promote and protect the general health, safety, welfare of persons residing in the cities and adjacent to the cities. ETJs were meant to be a buffer zone. It was meant to be a place where cities can grow. We've also had speakers this afternoon flip it the other way. It's a limitation on the amount that cities can grow, depending on where you are. It can be enlarged by petition of the owners. I believe Laura mentioned earlier during her talk about Dripping Springs. I was city attorney there for about 17 years and passed the baton proudly to her. Now I'm city attorney of Bastrop. So two communities, one on the west side of Austin, one on the east side, they had something in common. In the 80s, large property owners ran from Austin and ran to Dripping Springs and ran to Bastrop, petitioning to be brought into the ETJ of those communities so as never to be annexed by my beloved city of Austin, where I live and work. There were lawsuits involving city of Austin. Austin was unsuccessful. So those voluntary expansions of the ETJ allowed these communities to grow and have a much bigger ETJ than by default under the statute. Some municipalities will be aggressive with exercising what they can do in the ETJ, some relatively passive. Laura is now city attorney of a city that's very aggressive and proactive about what it does in the ETJ, and they utilize all the tools that I'm going to mention to you here today. You can see the size of the ETJ varies by the number of inhabitants. If you have less than 5,000 inhabitants, then that's going to be a half-mile ETJ. And then it goes all the way up to 5 miles statutory. But if you have the voluntary expansions, then you can go beyond that five-mile limit. And Bastrop is certainly an example of that. And so when you regulate plats in the ETJ of Bastrop, you look at Bastrop County, there's the statutory ETJ. There's the ETJ that Bastrop chose to regulate because it's part of the expansion of their ETJ. And then there's some expanded ETJ that Bastrop chose not to regulate and ceded over to the county under a 1445 agreement. 1445 being the House bill when we were compelled to divide up between cities and counties who's going to regulate platting in the ETJ. So whenever I have to help with a piece of property in the ETJ of Bastrop, I have to pull out a tri-colored map and figure out which ETJ is this. I don't know how common that is, but that's certainly one of our experiences that we're going through. ETJs certainly have the ability to be swapped. The statute clearly allows for home rule cities to transfer ETJ with other cities. Are those other cities general law cities? No, seriously, I'm asking, does anyone know the answer to that? I don't know the answer. I say yes, I believe so, just like Ms. McDonald. I believe so too. I think Dottie thinks so too. But it's a little bit of a gray area, so we're not quite sure. And I've seen that go on where you know, another community, Village of Salado, I worked with for 20 years, and they became concerned at one point that Killeen and Harker Heights and Temple and Belton were growing as Bell County is a vibrant county. And so here come the property owners knocking on the door. Hi, Salado, will you take in our ETJ? Yes, we will. That was a political decision at the time. They chose to limit their expansion of the ETJ to the boundaries of the Salado Independent School District. Okay, so they weren't arbitrary and capricious. They said, if you're in Salado ISD and you can connect the dots, we'll take you into our ETJ. And they did, much to the frustration of their neighboring municipalities in the region. But for the Village of Salado at the time, that was a way to buffer themselves from being surrounded by other city limits, and we'll see where that goes in the future. What I prompted in terms of conversations are, should perhaps the cities and the regions sit down and have real conversations? Perhaps the Council of Governments could broker a meeting or two, and they start dividing up the kingdom and talk about doing some ETJ swaps, ceding some ETJ, releasing some ETJ to those municipalities that are in a better position to regulate and monitor it, and it's part of their long-term plans. I think that's certainly allowed by the statute, but it involves a level of regional cooperation to make that work.